With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. A lot of talk about the Red Sox opening day. Patriots are supposed to be there. And we had a chance to talk with Pedro Martinez's wife, Carolina Martinez, about their big fundraising event happening. And then also just what it's like to still be a part of the city of Boston after winning the World Series in 2004. We have some more Carson-level petty as Kennedy has been doing a deep dive into my social media. And was it inappropriate what the ultrasound tech said to Salt's wife?
Down this millennium with an all-star game here at Fenway Park. First pitch, a blazing fastball from hometown starter Pedro Martinez. Barry Larkin, that's still one of the game's best. Got him with a changeup and a good start for Pedro Martinez in the American League. Joe Torre, manager of the Yankees, in charge of selecting the reserves and the pitchers for this. Goodbye, Larry Walker. See you later. Sammy Sosa leading the major leagues with 32 home runs. He hit 66 a year ago. And Pedro Martinez is in position to strike out the side here in the first. How many National League hitters are thinking right now, boy, I'm glad he's gone.
That was such a moment. I think it was 1999, and he struck out the side to open up the All-Star game. Pedro Martinez with a fantastic career, obviously here with the Red Sox, 2004, bringing the first championship to the team in almost 100 years. Feast with 45 at Fenway Park with Pedro Martinez is Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's from 12 to 4. You can join Pedro, professional athletes, 30 famous chefs for the best food in Boston, all overlooking scenic Fenway Park, and all the proceeds go to the Pedro Martinez Foundation. Again, PedroMartinezFoundation.com to buy tickets for that. And his wife, Carolina, who runs the foundation, stopped by the radio station yesterday. And it's just such an interesting story. She moved up here from the Dominican to go to school at BC. So I asked her if she remembered like one of the first times they went out, one of the first times they were hanging out together. And it turns out he showed up. She played volleyball and he showed up at one of her games at BC.
He went to see one of my volleyball games on campus and that went crazy. Because he was in his prime. So when people notice him in the stands, I think that was the only game he attended because it was just a commotion. You know, it was chaos. And then we loved this restaurant, Fugaku. It's a Japanese restaurant. That was one of our first dates. I just fell in love with the city.
I hear Pedro Martinez is like me, and he's a guy who likes the outdoors.
He loves the
outdoors. Now, my wife hates it. In fact, she just made me sell my camper because she's so done with it. Does he like go into the woods? What does he do?
Listen, we have a beach house in the Dominican.
Okay.
But he doesn't like the beach house. He likes to do the hardcore, go into the boonies, Tarzan thing. He likes to just go into this river at 3 a.m. to get crabs with a bunch of guys.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, there's like capes underneath the water. So they just go in half body and they just start sticking their hands into the capes and getting the crabs. And
so they don't even use bait. They're just trying to dig them out of these holes.
That's the fun part of it. See, that's why I don't camp, because they do the really hardcore, like back in the day, indigenous.
No, I mean, I like my camping with like a television and air conditioning. I'm not quite that.
No air conditioning, nothing. Right. Just out in the woods.
He's a man's man, Kennedy.
Obviously. Have you seen him?
I mean, catching crabs by hand.
It's amazing.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Now I'm hungry.
Water cave.
Is that like
your wife?
Is that like noodling for catfish?
Yeah, you know, people do it down the Cape all the time. Yeah? You go out there, my buddy Big Cat, he grabs oysters just from rock ledges all the time and just eats them right there.
Wow.
Again, if you want to go to Feast with 45 at Fenway, go to PedroMartinezFoundation.com. It's happening on Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I asked Carolina if she was surprised by the way fans still treat her and him after winning so much.
It does surprise me that he's so still so much on the public eye and in people's hearts. When we come here and people see him, they always think him as if he was part of a Navy or an Army, because right. they say, thank you for your years of service and for what you did for the Aww. City of Boston. And I think that's so special. Right. We don't get that in any other city. And you know what? I've noticed that since loving the Red Sox is a generational tradition mm-hmm. from, you know, grandparents and grandchildren, when we run into people, especially guys,
right.
They usually, you know, just choke or start crying and getting emotional because they say to Pedro, my dad died happy because of 04. Or they say things like, I'm crying because my dad didn't get to see this and he lived for it. You know, he wished he could have seen this. It happened to us last week, actually. We met this guy. We went to look at his house. And he was from Boston in Miami. And when he saw Pedro, the first thing he said, can I hug you? As we were leaving his house, he just got really emotional because his 5-year-old hugged Pedro and they took a picture together. And he said, you know, my dad would have loved this. He passed, I think he passed like a year before 04. So he didn't have the chance to see the World Series. And he just started crying. So, you know, there's so much.
The memories. Sure.
Not only, oh, the Red Sox won. You know, it's a generational embrace and tradition and love for this team that I have never seen. Not even in the Dominican, where baseball is the king sport. Mm-hmm. You know, here it's something else.
How about that?
My mom always says she's never seen my papa so happy from when the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004. Like, it was unlike anything that he's ever been. You know, like, you wait for so long, and being a fan is just such a beautiful thing in itself, but to wait for that long for your team to win. We still have a mounted statue of Pedro in my house. Like,
my brother-in-law named his dog Pedro because of Pedro Martinez. He was such a fan. Mm-hmm. He was just like, no, there's, you know.
And you can just tell the love that Carolina and Pedro have for this city because of, you know, what they experienced while they were here. One other quick clip. I asked her if Pedro was going to be around. He works for MLB Network, and so he's got to do that work stuff, but I didn't know if he was going to be here or involved with the ceremonies today.
Oh, no, he's here.
He's here? He's going to
be
out there? Is he throwing out the first pitch or anything?
I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, come on.
It's a big celebration.
You got to know something.
We know
the Patriots are going to be there. Mm-hmm. We've heard about some of the players are going to be there, maybe not all the players because of schedule or whatever. So you don't know anything? Any inside information you can share?
I have no idea.
No secrets?
They always keep it a secret.
Yeah.
They always want to make this a big surprise for the fans.
I didn't get anything out of her.
Nice try, though.
I did.
Seriously. Well played, sir.
I had to ask. Carolina Martinez, fantastic organization, the Pedro Martinez Foundation. So here's what you do. Go to PedroMartinezFoundation.com. It is Feast with 45 at Fenway Park. Sunday, May 5th. It's from 12 to 4. It's Cinco de Mayo, so there's going to be a Cinco de Mayo theme.
Yes.
There's going to be a mariachi band, and then a lot of the foods are going to be all themed around Cinco
it's
de Mayo.
It's such a cool event.
Yeah.
It's so much food, you guys.
30 chefs. Chef Nick is going to be there. Andy Husbands is going to be there. I mean, just
Jason Santos is going to be there too.
Jen Royal is going to be there. Yeah. The list is very long of all the chefs that are going to be there. And then also there's a VIP experience that you can spend a little extra money on. And there's like a meet and greet with Pedro and autograph signing.
You get the food first.
Right. Yeah, all that good stuff. So go to PedroMartinezFoundation.com for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm going to be Carson level petty right now.
Why?
Already? It's really early.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking on TV and they're showing this new Red Sox tote bag.
Oh,
have you
my.
Seen it?
Is it clear?
No.
Oh.
What is it?
Right.
It has to be clear.
Exactly.
No, you can take backpacks into Red Sox. They'd go through your bag.
It's a Gillette. Huge tote bag.
It's Gillette that you can't take them
into. You can take a huge tote bag into
I took my backpack into Fenway last time
you
I
can?
Was there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I brought my most giantest purse once because by accident.
Because
Did you
I know,
need to bring your purse down there? Today?
Well, no, I just saw the huge bag and I know like at the Celtics games you can't take, I see them pulling people out and I know at Gillette you can.
Gillette, they'll throw your bag away.
Right. Same thing at
they go through it though. They'll look inside. They have a stick and they go through it and whatever.
Right. So, okay.
And you go through a metal detector, so.
Well, you do that. All of them.
I understand.
But none of the other ones allow you to take in a big bag.
Red Sox, we still keep it old school.
They old school.
Okay, so I don't have to get Carson level petty on the Red Sox.
Not right now.
Okay, good.
There's petty. Untagging a friend you don't like anymore on Facebook. And then there's Carson level petty. untagging that friend, but also getting everyone you know to untag them and get their car towed and call the IRS on them. You think you know petty? Carson says, hold his IPA. Carson, level petty.
Listen, the first step towards fixing a problem is admitting that you have the problem, right,
Kenny? But you don't want to fix this. So no, actually, no. Don't mock my 12-step program, sir. So this morning I got an email, or late last night, I should say, from Deb, who is an awesome listener to the show. We love her. And she said, I was Carson shamed. Which I think she means Carson level petty. And she said...
It's kind of the same.
She tweeted out, at Kiss108, at Miss1041, please play Adam Lambert Trespassing. This is from 9/27/2012.
Wow.
Carson tweeted back that same day, adding the name of a competing station when requesting a song from a station doesn't work well. Hashtag just saying.
Carson, level petty.
When you think of customer service, you think of Carson.
Then she came back with, so are you going to play it?
So
then I just love the fact. So if you guys see any Carson level petty, send it to me, kennedy@mix1041.com. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to take another stroll down Carson's memory lane in the Twitter.
You did a little deep dive, Kennedy?
Sure did. So remember when Gronk released his statement that he was retiring?
Yes.
And it was filled with Gronkisms and it misspelled words and poor grammar. Yes. To which Carson replies, I'd like to get the thoughts of the English professors from U of A after reading Gronk's, quote, retirement post on Instagram.
Ruthless.
Wow. Carson, level petty.
There was a lot of discussion about the song Shallow.
Oh, yeah.
It all happened on February 26th. The tweet that he was referring to got taken out. The user got suspended. So I don't know where the tweet started.
I remember this.
But here's one. Was from our music director, Mike Mullaney.
Yes.
It's truly incredible that despite winning numerous awards, Grammys, Golden Globes, etc., and being the number one song on iTunes for 20 weeks, Mix 104.1 is the only station in Boston playing Shallow. To which Carson replied, let's not forget who yelled at me for playing it three times on my show when it came out.
Carson, level petty.
And then, I don't know who you were talking to.
I was talking to Mike.
But I'm going to assume it was Shallow. Is this a new song?
No. There was this guy that messaged Carson and said, have you heard this new song from A Star Is Born? I'd really like you to play it on the station. And Carson's like, what is it?
And then he's
is
like, oh, the song? Actor? I don't have the internet. Could you send it to me? Was this movie in theaters or just something on Netflix?
This was like a week ago, by the way.
Yes,
February 26th.
This was
26th.
A week, yeah.
February 26th.
Within the past 30 days.
I missed the Oscars. Is that the show where they give awards for best songs of the year?
So rude.
So you're telling me there's a really good song named Shallow by a duo called Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper that won the Oscars and the Grammy and was in a movie A Star Is Born? Huh, that seems very romantic.
This was like an hour ago.
One day, Burger King, after the whole Donald Trump thing, said, due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers, just serving hamburgers today. Carson replies, McDonald's stock, $180 a share. Burger King, $17. Maybe less time trolling, more time working on your product.
Carson, level petty.
Jiminy Carson, Christmas, man.
That's one of my favorite ones. Read that one again. Read
fortune,
that one again.
Everybody.
Read that one again.
Burger King says, I shouldn't read him again. I'm just feeding him. Due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers, just serving hamburgers today. Carson's reply, McDonald's stock price, $180 a share. Burger King, $17. Maybe less time trolling and more working on your product.
Oh, that is, I need to pin that one. That's all-time great troll right
no
there.
No way, flame broiled wins every day. Carson with a K, any thoughts on local morning show, flat out stealing Can't Beat Kennedy? Carson, flattering, also lazy.
Carson, level petty.
You just take it to an art form. You really do.
And you think, you know, hey, he's gone quiet for a couple days. Nah. Oh,
and this was only into February, guys.
Right, this is just
this weekend. All
hour.
I'm doing is getting some Carson level petty for you guys. You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I've asked Salt's wife Sarah to come on the show this morning because the what went down at the ultrasound is just insane to me. Good morning, Sarah.
Down at the ultrasound.
Good morning.
So tell everybody what the tech said to you while doing the ultrasound.
First, I apologize. I have a cold. So we're having a boy this time, so things look different than when you have a girl.
And,
thanks for explaining that. She might have got a little too technical for some people out there.
Things look different.
So you were looking at the baby and they asked, oh, do you know what you're having? And I said, yes, we know we're having a little boy. And she goes, oh, well, you certainly are. And she showed me kind of the best way to flip the under part. And
his genitalia.
junk.
Yeah, but like the under part of it. Mm-hmm. And then he like rolls over, and the upper part comes whipping around. And I went, oh, is that...
Babies are so weird.
Is that how it's supposed to look? Because it looks out of proportion to his little body. And she goes, oh, no, everything looks right. Your husband would be very proud.
What did you say?
I didn't really know what to say.
Thank
did you high five her or something? I don't...
Well, I texted Salt right away.
Yeah.
I don't know what that... It's not like when we found out Carol Pat was a girl. Someone was like, oh, well...
Looks great. Everything's good. You should be super proud.
Wow.
Awkward.
It's such an awkward thing to say. And then Sarah texts me this. So I'm like, this is awkward. That somebody like, that's not something to be proud of or anything. You should be proud in general of your kid.
Yeah. If the baby's healthy, that's
just be happy. Not proud.
So there's not one part of you.
No.
Not one part of you that's like, that's my boy.
No, I was offended by a couple things yesterday.
All right. Oh
boy, this was one thing that I was offended by. You know me, I don't get offended easily. Second thing that I was offended by was, you know, Sarah, we got the 4D picture.
Yes.
And Sarah goes, oh, he looks like you. And then she sends me this picture of a monster.
It's like a little alien.
Oh my God.
I did see the picture.
And
pictures,
I was offended that like she thought that is what I look like.
Our baby is beautiful.
He is beautiful.
He don't look like me, though. Not in that picture.
I don't even know what to say.
I know.
This is too much information this early in the morning.
Just awkward. Just say, well, okay, that is what defines him as a boy right now.
That does seem
Are you
very
sure
strange.
It wasn't the umbilical cord?
No, because I saw the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
apparently that was smaller.
But that was smaller.
And, okay, so here's
collection, or if something was wrong,
things will be playing for him on his prom night.
Yeah, and Sarah's like, I don't know what I'm saying here. I don't. This is...
Don't put this on the podcast. I don't need this on the internet.
Oops.
Oops. Too late. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Hope you feel better.
All right.
Bye,
girl. Damn, I made a really good cover art for it too.
No, put it on the podcast.
Nope. Sarah says no. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it goes
nope.
up.
Sarah, I am not going to put up if somebody else does. It's not me.
Kennedy, I totally lied. I'm super proud of it.
It's going on the podcast.
Yeah!
She's naming the baby John Hamm.
I can't.
Oh, boy. Hey, you got another sausage guy sausage over there?
From the
339. I can't eat it now.
From the 339. Salt, just take the win.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again. It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series! And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
Wow.
That like literally makes me want to cry. I get the chills every single time I hear that.
It was a cool day. Yeah.
I had Salt and I were there that day.
We were sitting there. We were right behind home plate. Peter Gammons was from ESPN was right in front
and
of us.
And I was like, who?
And I was like, Peter Gammons is right there. Kenny's like, what?
And then he goes, Mr. Gammons, can I take a picture with you?
Yeah.
He was so polite.
Oh, he was.
And then Neil Diamond came out. It was insane.
It was a great day.
All right. So this is from Mike Cole. He's a reporter for for NESN. It is the 108th season of baseball at Fenway Park, Kennedy.
Okay.
The Sox began their home slate. We'll begin it today against the Toronto Blue Jays. Here's everything you need to know for today. Okay?
Go on.
Fenway Park gates will open earlier than normal. They will open at 11:35.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox asking fans to be in their seats by 12:45. The pregame expected to start at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The opening ceremonies will include raising the championship banner,
mm-hmm.
presenting World Series rings.
All that.
The national anthem.
Go ahead.
A flyover featuring F-16 jets.
And then?
ceremonial first pitch.
Okay.
Keith Lockhart will lead the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra and Tanglewood Festival Chorus in the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The New England Patriots will be honored as part of the festivities for their Super Bowl win. Live coverage begins on TV at around noon o'clock. So that's all the particulars. And then we will be...
Don't forget about your 3-8 Red Sox taking the field.
You know, you didn't have to say that, okay? They're going to be fine. You just need to come home. You need to regroup.
Yes.
Be around your own fans. Be in
Fenway
again.
Who wants to play in Seattle? Come on.
Smell the dirt.
We will be at Lansdowne Pub starting at 10:30 this morning, and we'll be hanging out there until first pitch. Now, what do you want to say, Kennedy?
Nothing.
Oh, you'd wave something at me.
Yes, that. Oh. So this happened last year, too, but the Boston's Police Department, they have these two partners and they're great singers. And so yesterday they were driving around town, making sure everything was safe. They had Wally in the back seat. The guy
that doesn't seem safe at all.
the safest place to be is in the back of a car.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't in a seatbelt.
And the guy sitting in the passenger seat was holding the World Series trophy, and the gal was driving, and they were singing.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if I never get back.
So let's root for the Red Sox. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out.
Ooh.
At the old ball game.
Seven Mary Three, we have a burglary in progress. Could you please respond? Over.
Can you imagine Wally in the ride along?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Wally's with you, bad boy?
All right, so again, Lansdowne Pub today. 10:30, we will be there until first pitch, which happens at, was it
2:05
is the first pitch. Carolina Martinez, wife to Pedro Martinez, who I think may have pitched for the Red Sox for a season or two. I don't know.
I'd believe it.
Right.
I feel like there's a number of his like on a wall somewhere. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember.
One of the lockers here.
But anyway, she stopped by the radio station yesterday. I had a chance to spend some time with her, so we're going to play you that interview. She's just fantastic. She tells some great stories. She tells about going out for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She was at BC. She was playing volleyball.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
And he went to a game. And it was like right in the middle of who he was. It wasn't like he was a nobody. He was the biggest star in the city, and he just showed up at a BC volleyball game.
As you do.
Yeah, as you do, exactly. And then she's just going to talk about some of the stories of, you know, what it's like to be here and experience all of that. So we'll have that coming up at 7:15. Also, Kennedy, a flashback for you.
Oh.
Big Poppy. They red teeth.
How about that?
I could listen to that all day. Seriously.
Love his
so
voice.
So good.
Big Poppy.
My son Barrett trying to say David Ortiz's name.
They're
at about
all so good.
2 years old.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I took my wife's car to get inspected yesterday.
You're a nice guy to do all those things.
Well, good job.
It went into the dealership 2 weeks ago, and we went in for, I think, an inspection then, and they came back and said, so you got a broken spring. You got this is broken, that is broken, this is broken, that is broken. And I think it was, $2,800 by the time that was all said and done.
So you were broke.
Yes. So then we were broke. This is what happens when you have a car now that is 7 years old, mm-hmm. and it's getting to the end of that cycle, and you got to start
everything's
fixing.
Everything's just more expensive in the foreign cars, which is a pain in the booty.
Yeah. So when it was in 2 weeks ago, they were supposed to inspect it, and they forgot. So I called yesterday, and I'm like, what happened? They're like, oh, my gosh, we're so sorry. Bring it in. No appointment necessary. So I roll over to the dealership. I pull in. They get me all set up. Not a problem. We'll go check it out. He comes back and says, hey, when we had it in here a couple of weeks ago, we told you you had two tires that were bubbled on the inside.
Right.
Part of the problem with all the repairs they had to do. So it's not going to pass inspection.
Right.
I'm like, all right, well.
Couple tires, what you gonna do?
Couple tires, you know.
I call that a Tuesday.
Yeah. But of course, they're fancy tires.
Yeah. Yep.
$575 after the alignment.
Yep.
And the
well,
tires.
At least it's under six.
And they, you know, they were broken lug nuts. They were
God.
It was just a disaster.
Wow.
So it takes them, I got there at 4:00. At 6:45, he comes over and says, they're almost done. All right. And they close at 7.
There is no way.
They could not be a pit crew.
No.
I'm just telling.
And I'm like, so I text Lana, hey, go ahead. You know, don't wait for me to eat. Go ahead.
I'll eat tomorrow.
Right, exactly.
I'll be here all day. They have donuts.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
So then about 10 minutes later, he comes over and sits next to me in the waiting room and says, I have some bad news.
Anytime they come in and they change their level, like you're sitting down and they're standing up and they need to sit next to you because they want to look eye to eye to you, that means they're trying to get their hand in
your wallet. Your car's gone.
So he says, so we got the tires on the back taken care of. You're all set. But when they went to do the inspection, one other tire
caught fire,
was showing some tread on the inside that we couldn't see when the car was on the ground. That will not pass inspection.
Dude.
And you can't just change one tire. You have to change them both. And that means you're going to need a front end alignment. And there's also a sensor thingy. So I went in for a $35 sticker for my inspection, and I left there without even taking my wife's car. They had to give me a loaner because they couldn't do the other tires, as you know, because we were out of time. $1,600 later.
How much did the car cost you to buy?
The car was, I think, $20,000. So,
and you've already invested.
In the past 30 days, I've put almost, I think, $4,000 into the car.
Return on investment. Way to go.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm really sorry.
So I know a guy.
Are you driving a dope car, though, today, at least?
No, I'm driving my Jeep with 150,000 miles on it. Amazing. Every check engine light has been on for 6 months.
Here's what I'm saying. I know a guy. I'm not going to say what city. It happens to be Malden. He'll come over, and he'll burn your car down.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.